of the East Wind. It's when Cyril Cole passed on. And was it Jasper Steer that had used the workshops as a little factory for making chicken cages, wasn't it?
Yes.
And they only employed Fred Horsted and Peter Cole to do it.
Peter Cole?
Peter Cole, yeah.
And where was workshops?
What was the garage.
Heavy Cutter's garage.
In the yard, and then Alan Blackman had up after.
Alan Blackman didn't actually have the garage bit, though. He
had the side part.
The side bit,
out of that.
Mm.
Yeah, that's when Herbie Goddard had it, the main as a garage.
Yeah.
The other part was with, or another tale that was that one of the, I think it was Herbie Lambert, I wouldn't be sure, too sure about that, but a Lambert anyway, that found at Spyglass, they don't call it Spyglass, right?
Spienkopf?
Where the test runs are. Not Bell.
It was there.
Up on that, it's got its name Spyglass because from the ground up there you can see right the way around the whole, both sides of the house to the village.
Yeah.
And but this one had been, because there was quite a large family of Lamberts. And
related, do you think, in any way to the Peter Lambert at Langrish?
Yes, this one was, had been at some point a furniture maker, cabinet maker.
Right.
Because my father bought for me quite a number of his tools that he didn't use anymore. And Jasper Steers had a little lorry run about at that time and went up and brought them home for me.
Right. Lorna, do you want to say anything yourself about yourself and your...
Yeah.
Being a Petersfield girl?
No, I just became a Petersfield.
You see, I'm not really a true East Vienna. You know why?
You have fallen in the
water. In the river. I've fallen in the river.
I got wet, all right. No, I went to what I thought was West Meon.
Oh!
Westbury House, West Meon, Petersfield, Hampshire. That was the address. Telephone number, West Meon 242. And I always thought West Meon was in, Westbury was at West Meon.
Yeah.
It's not.
What is it then?
Well, Parish of West Meon. Parish of East Meon.
What, Westbury House?
Westbury House is in the parish of East. Yeah.
When the manors were there.
Eastmere and Parish, isn't it? Yeah.
Amazing.
It comes
that.
Down Cricket Pitch Lane and then turns towards Petersfield, towards West Meon, and cuts up Chappetts Lane, because Chappetts is in East Meon. Sorry, no, I'm slightly wrong on that. It cuts up behind the wood between Chappett Wood and Westbury Park and goes towards Whitewall that way and then cuts Whitewall virtually in half. Yeah. Westbury is definitely in East Meon.
I'm amazed.
Parish of East Meon.
For years,
obviously did.
My address has been the square East Meon. And everyone that I speak to, they say there's no such a place. Well, it's always been the square.
It's not actually a square, is it? It's a triangle.
It's a triangle.
Well, there's four roads coming off of it, and that it's in the square. Because a cousin of mine was trying to find me.
And he said he was looking for the square.
And people kept saying, there's no such a place in Eastmere. I've only lived there 50 years.
That goes back as far as Eastmere School.
Yeah.
When none of the pupils, and I'd even include the teachers in this, didn't know their geometry.
We never
triangle and a square.
I used to go to the school up here.
Yeah.
Of course, we never learned anything.
Why not, Janet?
I don't know.
Didn't you listen?
No, couldn't have done. But you see, we had this.
Nothing now actually to do with Eastmere, or that I know of Westmere come to that. But Droxford was one of the major villages or towns almost in this area, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, my birth certificate, for instance, was registered at Droxford Courthouse, I believe.
That's right.
When Droxford had its own magistrates' court.
That's right. And Droxford, of course, its address is such Droxford, Southampton.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah, that's what you're right. Yeah, I've forgotten that. Yeah.
And then in the war, we had all the Canadian soldiers up the courthouse. I remember all those.
I remember them.
I think that's where we saw our first black mass, pardon?
I remember them in Westbury Park.
Did you? Yeah.
Yes, and they came in one night, just came off the road, past the stables, up into the park, and they all bivouacked under the trees on the left there.
Oh.
I was there. Knew it. Yeah. Met them. We were told not to go near them.
That was where the gliders came down there, didn't they?
No gliders, no.
Not gliders, aeroplanes.
They came across Westbury on D-Day.
You told me during the actual war there were some.
That's what I want.
Around the same time.
I
was
going to write a date on the camera. I
don't know.
They were being
yeah.
dropped around Eastmere.
I'm looking for them.
I don't know.
Is the paper then?
I'm just looking for it. On the floor.
It's about the 4th, isn't it? 5th.
Do you know it's the 8th?
Oh, the 8th.
Good grief. That's today.
Thank you. If you're, you're going out now, are you?
I'm not going out. I'm just going to write something on the calendar.
Oh, I see. Anyhow, I think that's probably enough, but we just ought to finish about your going to go and live with your daughters, am I right? Or one or two of the daughters down at Romsey. When do you hope this to happen?
When you're going to move, when you go to Romsey.
That's a long story and a short story. Depends which way you look at it.
Oh.
Let's have the short story. You don't know.
That's right.
You're not going.
Well, yes, we are.
Oh,
well,
right.
Hopefully we are. But
the move isn't that you don't like Eastmere. It's more convenient for you as you grow older.
Yeah, it's
I'm not going to say in your old age. But
Alison and Wendy really want to relieve Lorna of some of her pain and hardship she's borne, which I didn't fully realise was happening when I spent so much time in the hospital.
Yeah.
And it knocked her back a lot. But I don't know quite how to explain it really. I find it very difficult to understand why it's gone the way it has. Because when the estate agent from the estate agents on the border first came, he asked what was my value at or what I was looking to get for it, and I set him a minimum figure, which he immediately put £950 on top of it, and said, we'll try that to see if test the market. And from there on, it's really gone a bit haywire. And the one, we've only had one actual firm offer. We've had other offers that didn't come up to my minimum, which I partly blame the estate agents for not telling them the actual truth.
Mm-hmm.
And so that went by the wayside. And this chap that, to all intents and purposes, had bought it, and it was just to go through the conveyancing stretch of the details to bring the both properties together where the changeover takes place. And I got a note from him to say, or from through the estate agent, he'd great glee from them to start with, that this chap had upped his offer, which was 11,000 above my minimum, and everyone was sort of rubbing their hands about it. And then about a week later, he had a note to say that he jumped out.
I think this happens a lot, doesn't it?
It does happen. Yeah. I won't.